God is our refuge and strength, the very first help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof.
See not.
There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted.
The Lord of hosts
is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease on the end of the earth. He maketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
From what I understand, this psalm or prayer was written in the context of the writer's sense that his world was crumbling all around him. Apparently it was actually a song or a hymn about stress and uncertainty. But the writer comes back to the truth that since God is supreme and that nothing can happen to him, everything will be all right. Verses 1 through to 9 speak to us about God being our refuge and strength, and a very present help in times of chaos and trouble, and that we have no need to fear. These verses also depict scenes of chaos and upheaval. The use of roaring waters and shaking mountains as symbols suggest a powerful, uncontrollable force which threatens to overwhelm and destroy. In the context of this psalm, these depictions can be seen as symbolic of the troubles and challenges believers face in their everyday lives. We are also reminded in the last part of verse 6 of God's incredible power. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. This contrasts with the chaos of raging nations and emphasises that human kingdoms are only temporary and can be toppled by a divine command. Interestingly, verses 1 through to 9 have all been written as though speaking to the reader in third person. Verse 10, however, suddenly appears to be written in the first person, as if spoken by God and written as a personal message to his people. In the midst of war, crisis and turmoil, God speaks. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. To be still doesn't mean that we literally have to stay still and do nothing. Although some of us may need to choose to be still and to slow down all our thoughts and worries to be able to hear God's voice and to get to know him more deeply, rather, it depicts a loosening or slackening of our grip on our circumstances and their outcomes. In other words, we are holding on to our lives and holding on to our everyday circumstances so tightly because the world is going so fast. When faced with uncertainty, stress or difficult situations, our natural reaction is to try and fix things ourselves. We rely on our own strength and understanding to figure out how to overcome life's challenges. God calls us to do something different, to stop, be still, and to trust him. The command, "And know that I am God," acknowledges God's sovereignty over all things, both personal and global. It's a reminder that the weight of the world is not on our shoulders alone, but also on God's. Alternatively, this could also be interpreted as actually getting acquainted with and acknowledging God's existence. This is not the same as knowing about God. This is about knowing him personally. When you surrender, you begin to know who you're surrendering to and why. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Is a declaration of God's future glory. It states that all of creation will eventually acknowledge God's power and authority, even those who currently oppose him. By engaging with this psalm, we can find comfort, peace, and a renewed confidence in God's unshakable power and eternal presence. Heavenly Father, I know that I often try to handle stressful and uncertainty independently. Stressful situations and uncertainty independently. I have struggled to let go and trust you fully. I acknowledge my worries, anxieties, and my need to be in control of everything. Help me to find rest in your presence and to know that you are God, fully capable of carrying the burdens I've been holding on to. I ask that you fill me with your peace and joy as I trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen.